KCHO Mobile. Monitoring.
KEH ZKC Mobile. Monitoring.
NAPZT listening, statewide one. Having heard NAPZT out.
KE8ZKC Mobile listening. KE8ZKC Mobile monitoring statewide one.
KE8ZKC, K8DIY, also mobile. Good evening.
Good evening, sir. KE8ZKC Mobile in Howell on M59. How are you doing this fine evening?
I'm doing well. I'm just turning on to US 31 North in Manistee, heading home after leaving the office. So doing much better than I was a half hour ago. Ended up having to work past 5, but that happens every now and then. So head home. Walk the dog and make dinner. That's the only plans I got for tonight. How's your Tuesday going?
Yeah, just got out of work, so a lot better than it was. As you said, about the same plan. I got to snap out of the store on the way home to get some dog food. Then go home, walk the dog for a minute, and find some food for myself and my wife. So, it's been a horrible day, you know. It would have been a lot worse. But yeah, Manistee is a nice area. Got family that lives up in Frankfurt, so I'm pretty familiar with that area.
It's a small world. Frankfurt is really pretty. My parents tell me they almost moved there. They were both from Detroit, and they here to the northwest, Frankfurt or Manistee, and they put the coin, and here we are in Manistee. So Frankfurt is the most very pretty area. So I'm guessing you are into the system through an RF repeater. I'm in a hotspot, but it's a high power hotspot from the GPH, so I can pretend that I've got the repeater.
I mean, I'm on a hotspot right now. I live in the one dead zone between three RF repeaters, and they love to cancel each other out, I have noticed. I got the Fenton one, the Novi one, the Dansville one, and the Bancroft one, MPX4 rather. And from my experience, and I might be doing something wrong, but they tend to make my radio rather angry. And end up canceling each other out, and I get nothing when I'm trying to do the roaming on the radio there. So when I'm around town, I'm just on the hotspot. If I go closer to Novi or closer to Fenton or go out west, you know, closer to the Danville area, I'll go to one of those RFs. But for the most part, I'm just tucking around town. I'm on a hotspot just because I don't feel like dealing with it. It's the easier way of doing it.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah, it's kind of the opposite here in Manistee. There's no repeaters. Well, I take that back. There's an FM repeater that's on the link system that I can kind of get into, but it's pretty iffy. It's 30 or so miles away, so I'm right on the edge of it. And then, you know, we've got a radio club repeater here that doesn't link anywhere, so it's dead all the time. I'd be delighted if MI5 put a node in somewhere here where we could get to it without a lot of power, but I don't see that happening anytime soon.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of a dead spot. Maybe look at the map, that part of the state. So it's a matter of time before they do. But, down here, the radio club for Livingston County got 4 YSF repeaters, and they were able to link them all together, so the dead spot in the county no longer exists. but they ended up being the price of one DMR repeater. So they went down that route, and last I heard, there was the occasional talk of making it to another radio club at some point. Not sure that was just a rumor or something they're planning on doing, but it seems interesting to do anyway. But, yeah, the, at some point somebody will link something up there, because there has to be a handful of hams around that general area. I know my parents are up there in the summer, there's one for sure. So, at some point something will get something going.
Yep, I agree. We'll get there sooner or later. I think as inexpensive as hotspots are now, they've kind of made repeaters obsolete. You know, you don't need to share a repeater, especially like how Wires X, you can change where a repeater is linked to, and then everybody that's on the repeater gets to share that room with you. Now, hotspot, everybody can kind of do their own thing and have full control over where that goes. I do have a hotspot that I take in the vehicle when I'm going on a long trip, but my commute is about 2.5 miles, so I'm kind of in the truck. It just gets warmed up, and then I'm destinated, which just happened now as well. KATIY, First Station ID.
Yeah, KEHKC. Yeah, what we get down here is it's a local linked network through YSS, not Wires X. It's just Fusion. And you can get into it through a hotspot and everything. And when you key up, it links all the repeaters together. If you have the TG ID to 11, it'll link them all together, or you can just do 0 to do it on that one repeater. But, yeah, it made it interesting because you can go in through a hotspot and talk up the repeater, or you can just do local repeater stuff. It gave us options, and it covered a dead area. So it ended up being a fun way of doing things. But, all right, I'm just pulling up to the store here, so I would say this is my last go-around, KEH and ZKC.
All right, yeah, very good. Well, thanks for the company during the drive home. Not that it was a very long drive, but good to give the radio some exercise anyway. So good luck at the store, and I'm sure I'll catch you on down the log. KE8ZKC, K8PIY, 73, I'll be clear monitoring.
Alrighty, KE8ZKC, 73. KE8ZKC Mobile, listening to Statewide 1.
KE8OV. KE8KGO Mobile.
Oh, crap, there goes the neighborhood.
Yep, exactly. Whenever is a day that the neighbor doesn't go to junk when I'm around.
Good evening, KJO. This is WAEAP Eric back at you.
I just got out of work probably about 10 minutes ago.
Well, since we had a little bit of break in the weather, I went up on my balcony and put my balcony antenna back up. It's basically a mobile antenna on my balcony, but I had it down for a few weeks.
Yeah, you're lucky to have it up the past couple of that wind that was whipping around everywhere.
Yeah. Wasn't that windy here? I mean, and we've had it much, much more windy. That last windstorm we had a couple months back, that was way, way worse than this one.
You know, I was on the freeway most of the time, and it was getting blown all over the place. A little bit crazy, tell you that much.
Yeah, well, this antenna was up in that big windstorm a couple months ago, and it was just fine. So, anyhow, where are you?
I'm on 696 homes around Mound Road, coming from northwestern Gloucester area.
Great, making it. Doing good. I'm over here in Shelby Township. Wonder if John made it up here.
I don't know, it just says MI-51. So I'm either hitting the Mount Clemens repeater, I'm probably hitting the Mount Clemens tower. If it was Detroit, it'd say 51 DTW, the way that Wally had the program.
Well, as far as I know, that one's defunct. That one is no longer there. That turned into a GMRS repeater, that tower. So yeah, Mount Clemens around here is that's the only one. Well, there's another one in Warren, but it's not an MI5.
No, that's Double Nichols GMR.
Yep, that'd be it. I'm doing about 10 watts right now. That's all I need. I know I can make it into my little 2-watt. I have a little 2-watt DMR walkie-talkie. And it's $13 on Amazon on sale. Anyhow, it's called the Blue Radio. They work really well. They're only 2 watts, though, but I stand on my balcony. I can make it into this repeater. So I'm sure I'm making it in just fine now. But wasn't in my jammies, I'd go out on the back porch there and test out that one.
Yeah, I have to get my lazy butt out of the chair and get that arrow antenna packed up and sent out so I can get the proper one that I need. They're really good with the return. They said, just put this email in the box. So I just got to find what the return address is. They get the UPS, pay for the shipping, have them return it, go to the next level.
Yeah, hang on 1 second. I got to check something. Okay, I'm back. I had to check something. So what radio is that right now? Is that the Elenco still or the Motorola?
No, my Elenco is analog only. I don't have a digital chip in it. So it's the 4550 that Wally built for me.
Yeah, okay. Well, they sound good. I just wasn't sure if you, I didn't know what Elenco you had. I don't even know if Elenco made a DMR. Yeah, I'm on the 9600, TYT 9600. And cool thing about this is the same, I can use the same code plug as my RT3S handheld. And my TM, I think it's a Bofang version, but I think it's called the TM1701. But anyhow, all three radios take the same code plug and the same firmware, even though they're all three different radios, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, the Elenco is a DR-735 Tango. And got it through DX Engineering. And there was a digital chip that you could put in it, but it doesn't say which digital it does, if it does DMR or T-Star. I know it's not System Fusion. So I didn't pay the extra money to have it put in there. And I have my TYT MDUV380 handheld, so I'm going to put that. And then went off on my medical hiatus. Captain Don redid it, got rid of the stock firmware, and put in OPGD77, set it all up for me. Sean hooked me up with a hotspot, and I got a 4G LTE modem that has a Cat 5 on it, one of the different ones, for $50. So, depending on where I'm at, it's how I operate on the MR. If you got all that.
Yes, I did. Okay, it's all coming back to me. This is all general information that you've told me before on the repeater. It just refreshed my memory. So, yeah, very good. So I take it that while we worked in, like, wasn't he like a fireman or something? Or he just likes Motorola?
No, he was... belonged to Paw Paw Fire Department. I forgot he was like EMS or EMT and fire and stuff like that. And so that's how we got on the Motorola. So I got to give it back to him. He's going to send me with some roaming repeaters. So when I'm out on the west side, I could bounce between all the DMR repeaters. Nope, got a phone call. I'll be back.
AD8OD from W8EAP. Alpha Delta 8, Oscar Delta from Whiskey 8, Echo Alpha Papa. PC8KJO, you still out there?
AD8OD, W8,
EAP.